Thank you for tuning in to the Life of KG podcast. We are all about helping you guys in the beauty industry. Whether you're starting out in this industry or been in the business for years, we want to motivate you, educate you, and support you to grow. Enjoy the show.
Hey everyone, welcome back to A Life of KG. So first of all, how are you guys getting on in lockdown? Are you bored yet? Are you going crazy? Are you still busy? Like, what's been going on? Send me a DM, let me know. And if any of you need any help or guidance or anything like that, then also just let me know and I'll be happy to help. So yeah, but I hope you're all okay and I'm sending lots of love. So today I get to interview Jenna Rose, and Jenna is a salon owner that specializes in eyelash extensions, and she also owns a training academy. She's actually a brand ambassador for KG Professional also, which is really exciting. She has a really amazing story. She's had some right highs in her career and she's had some really lows also, which she's going to share and go into during this podcast. So without further ado, here is Jenna. Hi Jenna, thanks for coming on the show.
Hi Katie, thanks so much for having me.
You're welcome. So can you introduce yourself to our listeners and tell everyone what you do?
Yeah, my name's Jenna. I own Jenna Rose Lashes, Brows and Training. We are an award-winning salon and we are also an award-winning training academy.
Fabulous. So you've been going 4 years, is that right?
Yeah, so I started lashing 4 years ago, but I've had the salon 2 years and training for the last year.
Oh, cool. So what kind of made you get into the lash industry? Was beauty your background before that?
No. So I worked in retail before that. And then I went on to have my children and I just really wasn't around. I was working a lot. And when I went on to have my second child, my daughter, I kind of, money was tight. The situation was so much more different with having two kids. And I kind of needed something that I could work around the children and earn money at the same time. So yeah, I went into the lash course and here I am now.
Wow, that's crazy. So why lashes out of everything that you could have trained in?
So I actually trained in everything. So I'm a fully qualified beauty therapist. Lashes was one of the first courses that I did take though. I think it was the first course that I did. And I intentionally went out to be a beauty therapist and to eventually open a beauty salon. But I just didn't love everything else. I didn't think that I was good at it. Like I didn't love it like I do lashes. I just found an instant like connection with lashes. Mm-hmm. I kind of just rode with it and I dabbled in a little bit of everything else, but it's definitely something that I didn't advertise. I didn't try and go like full on with anything else, and I just really wanted to focus on the lashes side of it.
So in your salon now, do you do literally everything or do you just concentrate on lashes?
Nope. So we just do lashes and brows. Like we do an odd lip wax here and there. But our main focus is definitely the lashes.
That's cool. So after you kind of started lashing then, you become really poorly. Did you want to kind of go into that? Like what happened and how did you and your family cope in that time?
Yeah, I can do. So yeah, I started lashing and then I think it was 6 months later, I got really poorly, and it's still a bit of a mystery now and nobody really knows what happened or why it happened. But over a course of a couple of days I had pins and needles like tight feeling in my hands, my feet, in my foot and hand actually, just in the right side, and gradually it progressed up my arm and up my leg, and over the space of like 2 or 3 days. And then, yeah, those 2 or 3 days passed and I literally just couldn't move one side of my body. And my whole entire right side of my body just felt like an intense surge of like pins and needles. It was very numb to touch. It felt very cold. And I called 111. They ultimately asked me to go to the hospital. And they were fantastic. And going into the hospital, they did a CT scan, couldn't pick anything up on that, because I think initially when I went in, they thought I was having some kind of stroke or something. So they tried doing a CT scan, couldn't pick anything up on that. And I went through, had an MRI very, very quickly. They were absolutely amazing. I can't fault them at all. Mm-hmm. And they come back with my MRI results, and a doctor come back and said, we've found something on your brain. And without doing any tests, their initial reaction to what they found was that I could potentially have multiple sclerosis or a tumor. It all happened, like, I never imagined it would be something as drastic as that. And I had spinal drips, and I was having tests like left, right, and center. And everything come back clean, everything was fine. And my understanding with the MS is they don't really tend to, or is the way they portrayed it to me, is they don't really tend to go too deep into it until you've had what they call another episode. And I've never had another episode like that since. So you get these like lesions throughout the body, and it happens on several different occasions, and I never had that. So that was 4 years ago. I have general MRI scans every couple of years now to check up on it. All of the spinals come back from all the tests and stuff, like, they were all fine, and nothing was ever really showed up to why this happened. So it all was kind of just, I don't know, I just now have like these tests every couple of years, and to make sure everything's as it is. But in that meantime, like, I had to stop lashing. I couldn't use my hand, and my business stopped.
How long was you out of the game of lashing then while this was going on?
It felt like years. It felt like forever. Like, I had only been lashing a couple of months, 6-7 months. So I was only really getting to a point, I felt, in my business that it was actually becoming my business and my job. And then all of a sudden, for it to stop, I kind of had no idea where I was at. So at the time, it felt like months, but I was out of the game for about 2 months, I think, in total. Maybe a little bit longer. I didn't go back into it full time, and I really did take my time building myself back up. And I did feel like I kind of had to build my clientele up again. But yeah, it felt like forever. And having the two young children as well, my daughter at the time was only 9 months old. My son was just about to turn three. So yeah, it was intense.
Oh my god, with babies as well, when you get poorly, like, I just always remember, like, I've never been ill like that before, but if I was, I was kind of, and I didn't have before I had Lola, I'd be like, meh, like, it's only the end of my life. And as soon as you have children, yeah, the whole thing changes, and you just think, nothing can ever go wrong with me, otherwise what will happen to her? Like, you must have been so worried for your family when all this was going on. Like, how did you cope with the children and your partner and stuff at the time?
Yeah, it was really, I've always been a workaholic, and at the time, like, I've always been quite uptight and almost highly strung. I mean, my mum would definitely say I'm highly strung, but it definitely gave me that like, almost kick up the ass to say, like, you need to chill out a little bit, you need to slow down a little bit. And I definitely feel like at the time I definitely took my kids for granted. I don't feel like I gave them my all. I was so wanting to get into lashes, and I just wanted to work, and I wanted to build this business, and like, had these massive dreams and ambitions, and that was all I was thinking about at the time. And then this happened, and I was like, what would I do if something had happened to me? Like, how would my kids be left? Like, they wouldn't have any memories of me. Like, everything just hit home. Like, all of a sudden, I just become very an in the moment kind of person. And that's why I live my life now. So, like, yeah, I've kind of silver linings and all that, I guess. But I mean, yeah, it was tough. Like, my partner was still having to work because we could only rely on his income. But I mean, my mum and my sister and my nan, they're great. Like, so I don't know how we would have kind of managed it, but it all just seems like such a blur now, but it was tough.
Yeah, I bet. But after you kind of got better, it didn't obviously stop you from lashing, did it? Like, what was your next step after that?
Yeah, so, I mean, I could kind of contradict myself a little bit, I guess, because at the time I was thinking, like, slow down, chill, enjoy your life, enjoy the kids. But then, you know, I'm such an ambitious person. Like, I can't just not do stuff. And then in my head, I was like, right, the next thing I need to do is build something for my children. I like need to have good foundations. I need to set good groundwork, and I want them to see what it's like to work. And, you know, you get knocked down, but you have to get back up again. And, you know, ultimately everything I do is for the children. So, and, you know, and I'm really grateful now because they're so understanding of that. You know, they're 7 and 5 now, and, you know, they really do get why I go to work and why I do what I do. So yeah, I just couldn't stop. I had to carry on. I had a dream. I had a vision, and I just can't cope with not getting to that point.
Yeah.
So I had to make it happen.
And what was that dream?
I wanted to open a salon, and I wanted to be a business owner, and I wanted employees. I wanted a training academy, and God, I mean, I've still got loads of ambitions, but you know, at that time I just wanted a salon, and I was happy to be the only person that worked in that salon, and that's what I did.
Wow. And look, all of them dreams come true.
Yeah.
How amazing is that? Congratulations.
Thank you.
So you mentioned about building a team. How did you kind of decide what type of team to have, whether that was self-employed or employment?
So I think when I first really started thinking about it, I definitely wanted employed. However, when I opened the salon, I think it was only like 4 months later, somebody had approached me and said, would you be interested in like a rented chair thing and having me come work in your salon for a couple of days a week? And I thought, oh God, I didn't really feel ready at that time. Like, it's not something I really put too much thought into. But I thought, what have I got to lose? So this girl came in on self-employed basis, and she was there for about 13, 14 months or so. And it worked. It worked for the first couple of months. And we both started to grow within our own businesses, as I think people naturally do. And we did start to grow apart, and I knew that I wanted to have employed people. So she left, she went and did her own thing, and I employed my first girl a couple of months later.
Cool. So did you find like a huge difference between kind of salon culture when it comes to having self-employed and employed?
Yeah, so it was the employee side of it. It's very much like I couldn't grow my business. I was really struggling to grow and to take any next steps because I had no right in asking the other girl to do stuff or to represent my business or to represent my salon, because she was trying to do her thing at the same time. So going now to employed, you know, I've already seen a dramatic change in my business, being able to grow it and to take that next step is to the end goal of where I want to get.
I absolutely love that. You know, I'm an advocate for employment. Yeah. So I absolutely love hearing that.
So,
Sorry.
I just think it's like, for me as well, like I definitely just wanted to, I wanted to give somebody that secure job as well, you know, somebody that really loves what they're doing, and to be safe in it.
Yeah, definitely. And there's so many people that want that. Like, not everyone wants their own businesses. And I always say that's okay. Like, we need all different types of people in the world. And there's some people that like to be stressed all the time, like us, and open up businesses, yep, and don't stop working. And there's some people that think, forget that, I just want to do my job and come home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and we need those people, and people need people like us. So it's like there's no right or wrong, and yeah, I just think it is great to have the employed members of staff that just love their jobs, like want to grow the business, want to grow the company with you as a team, all being on the same page, and then they get to go home at the end of it and be with their family and have no stress and just come back to work for the next day.
Absolutely, yeah.
Definitely. So obviously, like, you was working on the business, you was working in the business, you was lashing, you was recruiting, you was looking after your family, everything that you've got to do when it comes to running your own salon. What was the kind of turning point for you to think, okay, I need to start working on my business now rather than in it all the time?
So I had my first employee from July, and then 2 months later I employed my second girl. And at that time, just after Tyler had joined, I wanted her to come in to relieve the pressure from myself and Tash, because we've had two fully booked columns and I was still very much working in the business full time. So I knew I needed to get my second girl and I could start working on the business, and it's something that I wanted to do. I then seen your mastermind, and I then joined you on your mastermind course, and it just gave me everything I needed to start working on the business. So the plan was to, from January, step out of the business and work on it and grow my team and grow my business.
Well, I'm so glad you took the steps from that mastermind and actually done it. That's amazing.
Yeah.
So good. So good.
It was definitely a turning point for me and and my business. Yeah.
Oh, I absolutely love that. So have you found then, like, how many days a week are you, obviously none of us are lashing at the moment, but how many days a week are you kind of in the salon now or like working in the business? Is it full time you're working in the business or what?
So at the moment, unfortunately, the plan was for me to exit full time out of business from January. But unfortunately, for personal reasons, Tash had to leave us at the beginning of January. So we were just back down to myself and Tyler, which I was absolutely devastated by. Like, it really hit me hard because we had the three of us had such a good connection. We were all such good friends. It was like, it was just really easy. The whole situation was just easy. So that was really hard when Tash had to leave. But at that point, you know, when there was three of us, we had three fully booked columns. So then Tash left and there's two of us trying to fill three columns. And I was obviously trying to teach on my weekends off and things like that as well. So I never actually got to execute my plan. I never actually got to step out of the salon floor essentially yet. Yeah. So still a goal that I need to go back to.
Oh, but that's okay. At least you know that's definitely the goal, and it's just recruiting, isn't it? It's all the way when you have a salon and you've got staff members and one leaves, you have to step back in, like, until you feel the space, and then you can step back out again. Even I would do that now with my girls couldn't cope with the workload. I'd definitely step back in. And I think even after all of this situation with the coronavirus and being on lockdown, more than likely I'm going to be going back in the salon and do my thing, because there's going to be an influx of people.
Yeah, absolutely.
You've got to do that, no matter, obviously it's always about working on the business and stuff, but there's times where you've got to go in and work on your clients, otherwise you're going to lose them. So yeah, definitely. But at least that's like the plan for you to then step back out, and you know how to do that, and that's kind of your end goal. So that's cool.
I mean, we were recruiting before the coronavirus and everything happened. So we've just paused it. We're pausing it, and as soon as we're allowed to, like, I'll press play again and I'll go through that process of getting another team member in.
Definitely.
And it'll all go back to normal.
Yes, definitely. What kind of struggles have you had when it comes to staffing? Have you, because obviously you've got like a nice small knit team, like, have you had any other struggles other than, was it Tyler leaving?
Tash left. But I mean, that was something, she didn't want to leave, and that was the hard part about it. She had to leave for health issues and for personal reasons, but it was easy because it was a decision that was, I guess, was taken out of our hands, if that makes sense.
It was
hard because we had just, you know, we had all like formed such a lovely relationship and such a good friendship between the three of us. And but other than that, I haven't really come across staffing troubles. I mean, yeah. We had both of the girls, they were both fantastic and I couldn't have faulted them. And you know, like I said, Tash left early January, and January is actually our busiest month as a business. Like, it always has been my busiest month. So you know, I still had Tyler, and she really did, like, I'm so grateful for Tyler because she is just amazing, and she really stepped up, and she really like started to shine. You know, so at the moment we really haven't, as you know, had any problems that we've had to come across, because we've just been so busy, and we're always just such a busy salon with clients that we don't really have that time to come across any problems. So I just guess I'm really fortunate, really lucky that I haven't had to go through that yet.
Yeah, that's so good. Or at the end of the day, you just got a nice culture going in the salon that you don't have any problems. Like,
really, yeah. Really good.
Do you kind of get your team, the girls that obviously the two girls that you did have, and obviously you've got the one now, were they already lash trained or were they straight fresh?
So yeah, so Tash had, she came to me in July. I employed Tash in July. She actually did a course with me. She was one of my students in the March. She didn't really do much with it. Until she come and worked for me, and then I basically retrained her and trained her in all the other treatments and stuff as well. And Tyler was completely like, she's never been in the beauty industry before, so she was completely new to it all. So I trained her from scratch, and yeah, I did train essentially both of them from scratch, and that was amazing. So we all worked on the same page. Like, if any one of our clients come in and had the same treatment done with any one of us, it would have been exactly the same. And that's how I wanted it to be. You know, I wanted them to be able to, if needed to be, go with Tash, go with Tyler, go with me, but it would be no different had they'd gone to their other therapist.
Yeah,
so I trained them both from scratch, and yeah, they're just amazing. So yeah, I trained them up, and in the October, I entered them into the Lash Social. So at this time, I think Tash had been lashing really only 3 or 4 months with me. Tyler had only been lashing for like 3 or 4 weeks, and Tash come away with first place in the beginners fancy lash category, and Tyler brought home client choice award.
Wow, so, thank you.
Yeah, that was I couldn't have been prouder of them. I was so bloody ecstatic for them, and yeah, I was really proud of myself as well. Like, it was a massive achievement for all three of us, and we were just buzzing.
That's so good. I always recommend as well, when people are taking on a team, like, if you can, take them fresh and train them. Like, they're so loyal. Like, you can train them how you want to train them. Like, your work all matches each other. Like, it's definitely the way forward, I think, if someone has the time to be able to do that.
Absolutely. For me as well, and for us as a salon, we're very chilled, we're very laid back, like, we love to have fun, like, we're always goofing around. So for me, like, I definitely would, you know, it's a priority to employ somebody that is willing to goof around and have fun with us. And, you know, I can skill somebody up, I can bring them up to skill, you know, but you know, I can't make somebody want to goof around with us and do the crazy things that we do and have the fun that we do have. So, you know, I can teach anybody.
Yeah, that's so cool. I love that. So obviously, like, you've recently become a single mummy.
Yep.
And then coronavirus hit us.
Yep.
God, life's great, isn't it? how are you finding life right now? And how are you, like, always so positive. Every time I talk to you, you're so like happy and positive. I absolutely love it.
I'm drunk most of the time. I mean, I can't do any, like, the coronavirus situation, what can we do about it? You know, we're all in the same situation. We can't help it. I keep looking at the way of, okay, could I have prevented it? No. Could I have, like, changed it? No. Like, I can't do anything about it. So I just need to take it as it comes and deal with each day as I'm being dealt with it. But, I think I've had so many ups and downs since I started my whole journey within the lashes that this for me is, it's just another time that I can really come back a lot stronger and, you know, go full throttle again. I do put my kids on the back burner sometimes. It's like, you know, I don't mind admitting that, you know, I think if we all really thought about it, a lot of us,
I think we all babes.
Chuck are the important things aside. So, you know, I think at this moment in time, I'm just really trying to work on the business now that I have that time. I'm not filling, you know, I'm not doing my clients all day. So I have actually got the time to work on the business. I'm trying to keep up to date, you know, do everything on the website and get stuff done. And I've got a lot of stuff in the pipeline for my online training and things like that. So just getting that ready is keeping me focused. But the situation is what it is, and you know, I can't do anything about that. Me and my children's dad, we co-parent really well, so that helps. And you know, he's a great dad, so you know, the situation is the best that I can make it, really. And if I keep positive, hopefully it will just all work out well.
Definitely, it's all in the thinking, and you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
How do you think that businesses are going to cope after the whole coronavirus? Like, do you have an opinion on it?
I don't know if I do, because it's a tricky one. And you know, I think it depends on how people are using their time now. Like, I definitely know, like, don't get me wrong, I've had days where I've just literally sat on my bum and done nothing and watched crap TV. But then ultimately I knew I've got stuff happening, if that makes sense. So I guess it depends on how you kind of use this time to come back when, you know, when we're allowed out and to start working again. By using this time wisely or not, you know, you either come back with a bang or you don't.
Yeah, definitely. I feel bloody grounded.
I feel like, I mean, we're in week two now, and yeah, it's hard, but I think everyone's having up days, everyone's having down days. But I just think that if you plan it right, and if you do what you need to do during this time, and you can really come back with a bang, and I think business will be booming. I've literally got clients left, right and center that are like, I can't wait for you to come back, like my lashes mm-hmm. are seeing better days. And you know, and I don't think I just think you can either make or break it, really.
Definitely. Well, I think in our industry we're going to be extremely busy after.
Absolutely.
Definitely. I keep seeing people offering discounts and stuff for like people, like for the price of infills and stuff like that. I don't know what you're doing, but I'm like, oh my god, you're gonna be so busy, don't do that.
Yeah, I had this conversation with my friend the other day, and I was like, oh god, I don't know what to do, like I don't feel like I want to do that. And she was like, why would you, you know, I don't want, I said to her, like, I was like, I don't feel like I want to do that, you know, I'm gonna have to be putting in time for full sets ultimately. Like, yeah, I appreciate this, nobody wanted this to happen and it's nobody's fault, but you know, I still have overheads and, you know, employees to pay and bills to pay and stuff, and I basically will be giving away loads of my time for free.
Yeah,
it's just and we're gonna be so busy, like we're gonna be working round the clock. You know, but I have had some clients that have said, like, instead of me paying for a full set, when it comes back to, can I just carry on paying you my infills as it would be normally? And then, you know, when it comes to them needing a full set, to kind of, you know, just treat it as an infill, which is absolutely fine by me. So I have done that with some clients, but yeah, I've seen a lot of people offering all of their clients an infill price, but it's not something we'll be doing.
No, I just don't want people to make a mistake on that one. I do think that there's different things you can do. Like, I don't know, instead of it being a full price treatment, you might want to knock off a fiver or a tenner, like, maybe to be, like, really nice. But at the same time, it's not the salon's fault this has all happened either.
No.
And people are going to have so, like, most people, people listening to this maybe not, because we're all running our own businesses, but most people that come into the salons will be employed. So they're on furlough leave, they're getting 80% of their pay. They can't go out, so they're not spending none of it. They're mostly going to end up with more money after all of this.
Yeah, I agree. It's the same with the gift card thing as well. Like, I don't, like, I've seen a lot of people pushing the gift cards, like, I get it, that's their cash flow now, but come the time where they open back up and everyone, like, there's a surge of people coming in with their gift cards, when you go to, like, that week, that surge of everyone coming in, you've actually not had any money come through the business because everyone's used their gift cards and you've already had that money.
Yeah, definitely. So we're with Forest Software and they launched that today, and I did send an email out just to use it, but I thought I'm not going to be doing, like, pushing it, because like you said, we're going to then be in the salon, everyone's going to be back to normal, we're going to have no money coming in because everyone's paying with a bloody gift card. It's like at Christmas, you love selling them, but then come January when everyone's using them, you're like, oh, for God's sake.
Yeah, no, I mean, the software I use has always had that facility, but you know, people know it's there, they've known it's that, you know, they've known it's there because it's always been there. So it's not something that I want to push, because, you know, I don't want to be in that situation when we open and I'm like, oh crap, yeah, we've still opened, but I've got no money coming into the business because I've already had it.
Yeah, exactly. It's got to be careful.
Absolutely.
So Jenna, where can people find you online?
So we are jennarose.lashesbrowsandtraining on Instagram and Facebook. And I've recently just opened a separate training academy page on Instagram, which is just Jenna Rose Training Academy.
I saw you'd done that. I love that.
Thank you. So yeah, Tyler's taken over the salon page, and I'm going to concentrate on the training page now. So yeah, it's working.
Oh, teamwork. I love that.
Absolutely.
Definitely. Well, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show. Thanks for agreeing to come on.
Thank you.
And yeah, I wish you all the best of luck with everything, and I'm sure you'll come back with an absolute bang when we're allowed to get back, and I look forward to seeing your recruitment process and then you eventually stepping out the salon again.
I can't wait for that day. I'm telling you. Oh, I'm looking forward to it so much already.
I bet you are. Thanks so much, hon.
Thanks, honey. Take care.
We would love to hear what you thought about this episode.
I love the show, guys. You're awesome.
Please leave a review and share on social media tagging @KG Salon so we can share.
I always follow them.
Until
next time, have an amazing, successful week.